And we will have Brother Lou Garrison of the Salem Ecclesia perform the address of welcome. Brother Lou.
Thank you, Brother Darcy. Beloved brethren, it's nice to see your smiling faces and to greet you again at another convention. We do appreciate the time and trouble and money and so forth that you spent to come here. We truly thank the Lord for that. On behalf of the Salem Brethren, I warmly welcome you. In the name of our present and reigning Master, Jesus Christ. Our welcome also includes those who could not be with us personally, but who share in the Lord's blessing online through our Adobe connection. Well, we have the promise of Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Just think of it. By faith, we have the promise that the Lord is here, in our midst. This, dear brethren, is a holy convocation, a sacred gathering of consecrated brethren. And for what is the purpose? We're told in Jude, but ye beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And as Paul tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. Yes, we gather together to encourage one another, to build one another up in our most holy faith, to help one another to put on the wedding garment, and to be meet for the inheritance of the saints in light as joint heirs in the kingdom. Colossians 1:12. Some of our close brethren have achieved that goal and are no longer with us, but are now with the Lord. Again, we are admonished by the Lord through the words of Paul in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Do we see the day approaching through the time of trouble we are living in? This should instill in us the need to assemble ourselves together, to encourage ourselves in our faith as coals of fire, which, if separated, tend to cool rapidly, but which, if brought together, will tend to increase in fervency. We seek each other's fellowship for companionship in the study of His Word, and the strengthening of our hearts in the bonds of love and fellowship, which brings us to the theme of our convention. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. What is our heart? It's right here, isn't it? It's where we keep our affections, our goals, our treasure. We are told by the Lord in Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. A treasure is something in which we take special pleasure and delight. It is in our thoughts, plans, hopes, and inspiration to our lives, and an incentive to our energy. that which costs us most and which we give the most for, we love the most. That is our treasure. We then this weekend bring ourselves together to enhance the treasure of our hearts in the love of the Lord and His brethren by building ourselves up in this most holy faith. This convention will include a discourse covering this vital aspect of our walk towards the goal set before us, a hope as promised through the words of the Apostle Paul in Titus 1, 2. In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Well, that's a long time ago. Isn't that right, Sister Joy? Sister Joy is continually searching and finding scriptures and passages of the pastor's writings on this precious concept of the Lord's plan of the ages, worked out so very, very long ago, before the world began. So we pray the Lord's blessing on you and on the elders serving in this capacity of their studies to bring you closer to the love and fellowship of our Savior and Redeemer, our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Sound doctrine is the basis of our faith, a vital element to make our calling and election sure. May the Lord bless you in this faithful service to the brethren and to the Lord who you serve. As far as announcements go, we have accommodations. See Sister Betty on. Youth program, there will be a youth program Saturday and Sunday, and there's a program on the book table out in front in the hall. There's a book table, and it also has letters of encouragement. And basically, this will be a form letter, but you just sign the name of who you want to have that sent to. Very easy. And it doesn't take very much time, but we want you to sign that card. Recordings, MP3 recordings will be available for free for anyone who wants them. There's a sign-up sheet also out in the hall. Don't forget your name tags. They're in the hall also. And the lunch and dinner arrangements that we have are the same routine as we have had over the years. And Brother Darcy will bring love of the brethren. And there's also a card for the kitchen crew. Their labor of love that they do for us each year. Man, that is quite a service that we can't thank them enough for. Cushions are out in the hall. They're also in this back table. It says free. That's what it means, free. Free items for any of that, including the briefcase there. It's all free to anybody who wants them. And also, if anyone has need for reprints, we have several sets of reprints. We didn't bring them today, but we do have those at our meeting hall at our home. And Sister Judy or Sister Evelyn can help you if you need those. With that, we'll turn over the meeting back to Brother Darcy to introduce our first speaker. Brother Darcy, may the Lord bless.